Hi there, Dr. B here with your Module 6 clarifying lecture. We don't have too many announcements, just make sure that you are uploading your videos this week and keep up the good work. Most of you are keeping up really, really well, so congratulations. Behaviorist Bio, you did a great work on the reviews. You all did a wonderful job giving feedback and really took your job seriously, so good work with that. A couple of things that I did see as I was skimming the reviews as well as the drafts. I do see people saying the term behavioral analysis. This is kind of one of those things that people judge you on. So make sure that you are using the term behavior analysis. Behavioral analysis means that we are analyzing behaviorally, and we don't do that. We analyze behavior. I also did notice that a lot of people are not citing their sources. Two things. Make sure everything is fully summarized in your own words, because I will do honor code if I see anything that's cut and pasted. And the other thing is that whenever you take something from another source, even if it's paraphrased, it still must be cited using APA style. You have to give credit where credit is due. So make sure that you have those two things on your final draft. Inner teaching looked really, really good this week. Most of you got the things that are most important. Make sure that you are avoiding first person, okay? If I see I think or I did, that means that that sounds like something that wasn't fully discussed, okay? So make sure that you are discussing all the answers and that it comes from a place of we, not a place of I. Because you're going to have to learn how to collaborate and put together documents that really meld the voices of everybody in the room. So to make sure that you're able to do that when you have to do it, that's what this is all about. So make sure that you're avoiding first person in your inner teaching to make sure that you're practicing those collaborative practices. I see this all the time. Book does it. Other books do this. It's an error. Motivating operations are antecedents. So reinforcers cannot motivate. Okay, reinforcers do not motivate. Motivation is whether those reinforcers are strong or weak. Okay? You cannot motivate somebody. Just like reinforcement, you can't reinforce a person, you can't motivate a person. Okay? It's all about the behavior. It's all about the contingencies. Motivating operations are antecedents. Delay prompting, most of you had some good ideas there. When I think about delay prompting, I think about the feedback that I give you all in these courses. Very delayed, right? So really, if you're thinking about delay prompting, it's the time that you spend between the response and the prompt. And the longer that is, you know, the less effective it is. Unfortunately, it's kind of unavoidable that there's a long delay to prompts in asynchronous courses. The nice thing is that you all have a very sophisticated repertoire of behavior. You tolerate delays to reinforcement well. So that delay prompting isn't as much of a deal as it would be to like an early learner. No questions this week. This is the shortest and sweetest clarifying lecture I've ever done. So thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time.